sound amazing, everybody. Hallelujah. Welcome to Resurrection Weekend. Hallelujah. This, my friends, is the reason. This is the reason we're here. They say Jesus is the reason for the season of Christmas. I got news for you. This is the reason for the season. This is resurrection power. Power that is in every last one of you. Welcome to the Family Worship Center here in downtown Newcastle. We want to welcome all of our guests tonight. We want you to feel at home. We want you to, up front here, we do have some collection baskets. Give as the Lord asks, or as the Lord leads you to give. But friends, we are here to say thank you and welcome to our family. Welcome to our friends on Facebook who are here. So we are just overjoyed tonight. We're overjoyed that we have come to worship the risen Christ. We're not here worshiping the grave. We're worshiping a risen King. Death has been defeated. Death has been defeated. And by the way, that same power that rose Jesus from the grave is in each and every one of us. And a couple great opportunities. Wednesday nights, Pastor Chris and the team put together a phenomenal opportunity for us to come in and learn about this resurrected King. The children, I mean, our teen and youth group are coming with someday Pastor Kristen, we call her. Kristen does an amazing job with our youth group. As a matter of fact, there's some really nice things out there to buy. Wonderful things. But it's amazing. You bring your teens. They're being blessed. It's phenomenal. But while that's happening in here in the sanctuary, we are going deeper. A time of prayer starting at 6 o'clock. About 6:45, 7 o'clock, Pastor Chris goes deeper into the Word of God. We're learning tremendous things. But what's happening is lives are changing. Lives are changing. We are understanding who we are in the Lord. We are not victims. We are more than conquerors. More than conquerors. Saturday mornings, 10:30, Pastor Kelly puts on Power Fit, a phenomenal Bible study to go in and get deeper into the Word. Ask, bring your questions. And Saturday evening, 6:30, every Saturday evening here in downtown Newcastle, the Family Worship Center is praise and worship. Phenomenal. Dan, the worship team puts off and really sets the pace for our family. But moreover, this is all about telling you who you are. You are blessed and highly favored. You have it within you to change cultures. And it's here in this house to be restored and to be released. So Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for the resurrection power that is in Jesus Christ, the one and only true King, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that you will proclaim from the beginning of time. Father, we thank you and we give you glory, honor, and praise. Father, we praise you right now, Lord. We lift up the praise as Judah, as they lead us into battle. So Father, we just thank you. We thank you for that sacrifice. We thank you for the sacrifice of dying on the cross. And we thank you for rising from the dead so that we will have life. And we just give you the glory in the blessed name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Are you ready to worship? Well, he's worthy.
Who brings the power of sin and darkness? Who's love and body is so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder, the King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross. Done for me. Who brings the veil?
God. We had a good time last night at the community Good Friday service. So I just pastor did a powerful message. We had good worship. Everything was great about it. And just glad that we had a big showing of our people there. So that was good. So it was really good. So I want to welcome everyone tonight here and on Facebook, and just continue going after God.
The greatest day in history. Bet that it's been leading you, have rescued me. Sing it out, Jesus is alive. The empty cross, the empty grave. Life eternal, you have won the day. Shout it out, Jesus, you're alive.
Let me hear you.
He's alive. Oh, happy day, happy day. You wash my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Face to face, I am yours, Jesus, you are mine. Endless joy, perfect peace, earthly pain finally will cease. Celebrate, Jesus is alive.
Oh, he's alive!
He's alive! Yeah. never knew death could be so sweet. Never knew surrender could feel so free. Never seen your meekness and majesty. That the blood of Jesus was bled for me. And now I seek for Him for all of my days. It's only by the power of the cross I'm raised. The King of glory rescued me. How beautiful the blood flows. The King of glory poured out, victorious are we now. I never knew these devils would love themselves. I never knew these wounds would heal my soul. Never seen such beauty sorrow be. That blood of Jesus was bled for me. And now I see for Him for all of my days. It's only by the power of the cross. Now I sing. And now I sing for freedom for all of my days. It's only by the power of the cross. And now I sing, and now I sing for freedom for all of my days. It's only by the power of the cross I'm raised. The King of glory rescued me.
The King of glory.
The King of glory rescued me.
The King of glory.
The King of glory rescued me.
Within me,
because you died and rose again. I'm forgiven. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that my King would die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that my King would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all that I do. I honor you. You. King would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you. It's amazing love. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, all I do, I honor you. Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice. You became nothing, poured out to death. Many times I wondered at your gift of life. I'm in that place once again. And I'm in that place once again. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice. You became nothing, poured out to death. And many times I wondered at your gift of life. I'm in that place once again. And I'm in that place once again. Once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Now you are exalted to the highest place. Of the heavens, one day I'll bow. But for now, I marvel at this saving grace. I'm full of praise once again. And I'm full of praise once again. Oh, we thank you, Lord. And once upon a belt upon your cross where you died.
Our Good Friday community service at Pastor Robles' church. We had a wonderful time, and Pastor Chris had amazing word. God was so good to him last night, amen, and so good to our people, and we hope to join in once again with their group of people. They were gracious and wonderful. All the children can follow Liza and Melissa. They're going to have like an Easter celebration. So you can follow it right after the worship. But I just wanted to read this scripture in 1 Peter 1:3. It says, praise be to the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth. Hallelujah. Into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. He has given us a new birth. We don't have to live the old nature anymore. And I seen this post. He paid it all. He gave it all. Every bruise, every whip, every scourge, he did it for you and me. He took the cross that I didn't have to. And yes, this weekend is so special. It means so much because we are just, you know, remembering all that he did. But every day we should keep that before us, what he did for us on that cross, paid the price, my debt. He paid it. He took it. Whether you're sick or you're bruised, you're hurting, he took it. He understands, church. He knows. And I'm just here to tell you, I'm so happy that you're here. I pray that you will be blessed tonight. Amen. And let's sing it one more time, Dan.
Once again, I thank you. Once again, on the cross, I thank you.
Come on, hallelujah. Give him praise. Come on, hallelujah. Come on, we serve a risen Savior. Come on, we serve a risen King. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, say amen. Come on, do you believe he's risen? Do you believe he's alive? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Do you believe that he's risen within you? Come on, he's alive within us. Hallelujah. Come on, let's just bless him one more time. Give him thanks. Come on, give him thanks. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Give God a shout. Give God a shout. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Glorified. Good to see so many of you here tonight. So many close ones. I love you, and I'm just so glad you're here. Yeah, you see a lot of good, awesome people here tonight. Come on, I'm glad you're here. Look to your neighbor, say, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, praise team. Hallelujah. I just want to open just with a thought in mind that this right here today, that this moment in time that we stand in is always a moment of remembrance. Like my wife said, this shouldn't be a remembrance once a year, but it's a remembrance every day of our lives. Amen. Tell someone, get your eyes on the cross. Come on, because I cannot do this without the sacrifice of my Savior. Come on, I cannot do this without his life given for me. It's not in my strength, it's in who he is that I live and I move and I have my being. So I think this is so powerful for us to think about the season that we're in. Can you say new beginnings? Thanks. Can you say new beginnings? Come on. I want you to know that, listen, there's new beginnings every day in Jesus Christ. Every single day. Every single day there's new beginnings. Brand new. Say brand new. Brand new. Old things are passed away. Come on. All things are new. So whatever that is, hallelujah, we need to let God come alive in our life, in our midst, right here where we are. Amen? So I just want to share a story with you. You okay for a second? I broke my glasses. Kelly, can you clean these for me? I can't even see out of those things. But let me tell you something real quick. You all right? Listen, I just want to share something with you. There was a man and his mother-in-law and his mother or and his wife. They took a trip to the Holy Land. So they flew over there and they were going to spend some time there. But when they got there, When they got there, unfortunately, the mother-in-law passed away. And so they went to the coroner, and when they went to the coroner, they asked the coroner, they said, you know, what do we do? They said, well, listen, he says that $150, she could be buried here in the Holy Land, or for $5,000, we can send her back to America. And without hesitation, he said, send her back to America. He says, wait a minute. It's $5,000. It's $150 to bury her in the Holy Land. Listen, I don't know if you know this, sir, he said to the coroner. I don't know if you know this or not, but 2,000 years ago, a man died. He says, and after 3 days, he rose from the grave again. I'm not going to take any chances. Come on, say he rose again. He rose again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Kelly. All right. I got to see what I'm doing. Amen. I got to see what I'm doing. So let's look at John 19. I just want to share some things with you. Just talk to you about this, resurrection that took place, and, that we could take hold of some of these truths right here. Amen. This is my provision for me to walk in, to take hold of. This is mine. Amen. Are you redeemed of the Lord? Come on, amen. We're redeemed of the Lord, so I want us to take hold of what he has for me. I do not want to leave anything on the table, but I want to live this life as Jesus said, as he's given me a way to reign in life. Say reign. Come on, we are called to reign in life through the power of the Spirit of God Almighty in my life. Come on, amen. That we're not to have the ho-hum life, but a life of power and strength and might. Amen. That sometimes, so many times we are pushed around by so many things. Jesus paid a price. He's the overcomer. And in him, I am more than an overcomer. Say more than an overcomer. All right, so let's get going here. So in John 19, verse 30, and it says, it is finished. Can you say it is finished? It is finished. He said, tata laste. That's the word that he quoted, that he declared. This was after he has taken the beating, the weight of all of our sins, and everything was placed upon him, that he took the blunt force of all the things that are in this earth, everything that is wrong. Everything, all the things that are chaos, the things that are crazy, the mess that is around us, Jesus took it upon his shoulders. The cross is the answer for all the problems that are in the earth. He is the answer for all of our problems. No matter what you face, no matter what you are in, he's the answer. Say he's the answer. I said he's the answer for whatever we need. It's the cross. We can't get our eyes off the cross. We can't get our eyes off of what took place at that cross for me. Say for me. I need to, there's sometimes in our life we say to ourselves that don't take it personal. I'm here to tell you that listen, it's about eternity that I take it personal. It's about my eternity if I don't take this personal. Say personal. I got to take this personal for my life. I got to take it. Come on, amen. This overwhelms me. And he says, it is finished. Tata laste. Hopefully I said it right. It means to complete. Say it is finished. Jesus declare it is finished. What is finished? Hallelujah. What is finished? I have taken the penalty of sin, sickness, and death, and poverty, hallelujah, and it is finished. Listen, all of the sin, come on, everything and all mankind, everything that man has done, all that they have taken on, all that has been poured out from man, come on, from the beginning of creation till this day, hallelujah, upon him, he declared, it is finished. And that word means it's finished, but it means the bill has been paid. Come on, say it's been paid. It's not gonna be paid. It is paid. That's why I got to make it personal. I got to take hold of the bill that has been paid on my behalf. I got to realize that for myself, that I am free. I'm no longer to be bound by the flesh, by the sins. But come on, I am more than an overcomer. I am redeemed. I am set free because of what Jesus Christ did for me. Amen. If you get hit with something, it's some anointing. Say it's anointing. But listen, I want you to hear this, that Jesus did not forget anything. He didn't forget anything. He did not forget anything. He settled everything upon the cross. Say it's settled. The debt has been paid. It's been done. Verse 32, and it says, and we keep reading here, it says, and the Jews therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day. For that the Sabbath day was a high day, besought the Pilate, he says, that their legs be broken, say broken, that they might be taken away. Then came the soldiers and they broke the legs of the first, the other which was crucified with him. Now that is a picture of how that they would take and that when they would break their legs, that they would be, and they couldn't hold themselves up anymore and they would suffocate. But just for a second, can you just walk with me on a journey real quick? There's three men on the cross. I'm going to deal with two of them today. Just for a second. The guy that was beside Jesus, the thief, say thief. This was the guy that just a little bit before this, on the journey to the cross, was cursing out Jesus with his friend. But this guy that's on the cross was beside Jesus, he was the first, say the first, to enter in to paradise. I believe so. That he was the first. Come on, say the first. So I just out of my own thinking, I think that this is kind of odd. I mean, if you ever look up, it's called The Man in the Middle. Just look that up, and it's a pastor. His name is Alistair Begg from Scotland. And he preaches a message called The Man in the Middle. And I begin to think about that. And he talks about how that man in the middle, he would, my question would be, he, as soon as I get to him in heaven, he'd be one of the ones that I would ask, how did it shake out for you? Like seriously, that as you came to the angels, as you stepped across, you're the first one there. And they had to have asked you, okay, how are you here? Were you baptized? Were you part of a Bible study? And it confused, I believe that it would have confused just thinking this way, that the first angel that he said, I need to get a supervisor. I'm not sure what to do with this thing. I'm not sure what do I do? How do I, he's here. He's here. This is our first guest. Like, how do I, what's the protocol here? So he gets a supervisor, brings a supervisor over, and the supervisor comes over and he says, oh yeah, this is easy. He says, what do you believe in the theology of faith? I never heard of it. The doctrine of faith. So you haven't been baptized. You haven't been to any, are you a member of a church? No. Then how are you here? The man says, because the man in the middle said I could come. Because the man in the middle said so. The man in the middle. I want you to remember this. This is why we cannot get our eyes off the cross. We cannot get our eyes off the man in the middle who said so. Who made a way for us. Hallelujah. Sometimes we make things so calm. It's about you and Jesus. It's about what he did for you. Hallelujah. And what he has brought forth in your life that you're to walk in victory. What makes sense doesn't make sense to some. Hallelujah. So here's this place and it says, and when they came, the soldiers, they broke the leg, but not Jesus. Say not Jesus. See, his legs were not broken. And it was a prophetic declaration that his legs would not be broken. Not a part, not a bone within him would be broken. Come on, every part of his body, say his body, made it through without being separated from him. I want you to realize this, that everyone, we are the body of Christ when we take hold of him in our lives. And we have not been separated from him. Even in the midst, we got to realize, in the midst of suffering, no matter what, we're not to be separated from him. No matter what you're going through, we have to stay the course, stand our ground, and knowing, keep our eyes upon the cross, that we never are separated. Our eternity is dependent upon us keeping our eyes upon Him. Not letting ourselves be separated. There's so many things in this world. There's so much chaos. There's so many things that are distraction to try to get our eyes off of what He has given to me, and that I am to walk in the power of His name. But I will not take my eyes off the cross. I will not take my eyes off of Jesus. And it says, and they came and Jesus was dead. He was dead already and they did not break His legs. But one of the soldiers with the spear, maybe I could share this, but there's an incredible, some of the church historians have a story about this understanding that that man was actually identified and became a Christian. The guy that he was, that as he took the spear and he speared Jesus in the side, that blood, his eyes, that he hardly had any eyesight, but when the blood hit him in the eyes, he was instantly healed. Instantly healed. They know his name and everything. And John was one of the ones that were there. But he was instantly healed, proclaiming Jesus, that he knew right then and there, this is not some ordinary man. This is not some ordinary man. And it says in, he says in out of the body flowed, say, blood and water. I want you to know that Jesus dealt with everything. The blood that poured out of his side speaks at that moment. This, the body of Christ was birth. Say it was birth. The church was birthed in that moment, that out of the side of Adam, hallelujah. Remember, out of the side of Adam's rib cage that he took out of him, that he gave birth to his bride at that moment. Jesus, hallelujah, gave birth to his bride, that it out of his side, out of his very own being, out of his own self, hallelujah, blood poured out. And that speaks of the sin that he dealt with as that blood poured out of his body. That was the blood that dealt with our sin problem. He dealt with it. And out of his body flowed water at the same time. And that speaks of the word of God, hallelujah, that the word of God, that in my life, there's some things sometimes that daily I am forgiven of sin and set free. But daily as we walk in this life, there's a lot of things that come upon me. Things that get on me that by the word of God, I am washed and cleansed. I am cleansed. I am released. Hallelujah. And I am set free by the washing of the word of God in my life. I need to be washed by it. I need to be reminded of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection every day of my life for me to walk in the power and authority. That's how I'm here today, is because of that. Because the blood and the water that was birthed out of Him, I'm one with Him. As we take hold of communion today, remind yourself of this. You are one with God. Just like my wife and I, when I said yes to her, and she said yes to me. Woohoo! We became one. One flesh, one body. Are you okay? Is my phone right there? Can you give it to me? So it says, John 20, verse 1, says the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene. Say Mary. I don't have time to get into it, but I like to talk about the two Marys. His mother and Mary Magdalene, who were the first to touch him. But I'm gonna hold off on that for right now. So listen, so it says, in the day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early when it was still dark. Say it was still dark. See, there's something about Mary that was so desperate for Jesus. She wasn't even waiting for the daylight to rise. I want you to know that Blessed are those that seek him. Hallelujah. Even early in the morning, those ones that even before your morning is up, you are in a place of seeking the Father, that you're looking to him for your daily bread, for your provision. She was looking. She wasn't even sure what she was looking for, but she knew that she was seeking him. She was going after. Say, go after. Go after. Even when it's dark. I don't know about you, but sometimes it might seem dark. Don't let the darkness keep you away from pressing in. Come on. Tell someone, press in. We got to press in. We got to press into him. Even when it's dark out sometimes. Even in the midst of sometimes you might feel like you're in turmoil. You need to press into him. Because we're pressing into God Almighty. And he says, and I love this. He says, because then she went running back to the disciples whom Jesus loved. I think it's funny because the one that wrote this is John. And the one that he's talking about is himself. And not only did he say that, but it says, and as they heard this message that Jesus isn't there no more, what they did was they began to run. Say run. They began to run to that place. And it says that John outran Peter. Listen, you got to remember who the author is. Come on, can we have fun tonight? He's the author. I outran Peter. Upon this rock I built. Yeah. But I outran him. And I am his beloved. I think it's more than that. I believe from the heart of John that we know that he was led by the Spirit to write it the way it was. Even with hesitation that I believe that John was not wanting to be the one, like, I don't know if I should say it. Say it. Because here's why. Because I want you to know that Peter was curious. Peter was curious about what was happening. But I'm here to tell you, love will always outrun curiosity. Come on. Love will always outrun it. Hallelujah. Love will cause you to run faster and harder. Hallelujah. It's not, there's some people that are just curious about Jesus, but I'm here to tell you, love will outrun curiosity. It's more than me just being curious. Hallelujah. I need to get there. I need to reach to him. I need to touch him. My life is dependent upon him. Come on. My family is dependent upon it. My worship, hallelujah, that those ones around me that watch you worship, watch you walk after God, it's dependent upon the next generation. Say the next generation. Come on, because they look to us and watch our worship. They watch your worship. They're wondering where are you going? How are you going? I'm going to worship the Lord. Set the standard for your family. We set it for our family. We wonder why our children are a mess. It's because our worship's a mess. Come on. Say, this is good news. Don't get by. Love always outruns curiosity. Hallelujah. But we need to be passionate to experience his love and his power. He was desperate to experience that. Amen. He says, so, verse 7, I'm almost done, but I'm out of breath. Second. I'm a little tired from last night. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's look here. And it says, and there cometh Simon Peter, who following after him, he says, he went to the sepulcher, and he seen the linen cloths that lie there. And he says, and the napkin that was about his head, it was not laying with the linens. See, because Jesus put those things that are in the past, he set them aside. Say, it's in the past. But Jesus took the thing that was upon the napkin. Say, napkin. That napkin that was upon his face. I want you to hear this. And there's a Jewish custom that he seen it, it was folded up and it was set by itself. It was folded up in a specific way that in Jewish tradition, that as they seen that folded napkin, it symbolized something to them. and what it symbolized, what it meant to so many ones that after a meal that the host did not like, the master did not like what was served. He didn't like what was served. He would take and not rudely, but quietly fold his napkin in a certain way and lay it on the table. And the servants would know by the way that it was folded that that meal would never be served again. I want you to know that Jesus folded up the napkin because he would never taste death again, and neither would you. This meal will never be served at my table ever again. Hallelujah. Jesus set the standard. Come on. He turned it because of resurrection life. Because of resurrection life, that life that's in you, you don't have to taste death. Say, I don't have to taste death. If you're unaware about where your eternity is with him, don't leave this place without meeting him, without receiving him in your life. So as they went, it says in verse 11, and it says in, or verse, let me think, hang on. But Mary, here's Mary again. But before that, it says, and then, say, then the disciples, they went away. They went back home. But Mary waited. The Bible says, those that seek him find him. They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. See, Mary was in a place right then and there, a place of confusion. A place of not knowing what's in front of her. I want you to know that Jesus, he gave his life for those that are lost, that can't find the way. That he would be the way. Amen? He says, so Mary stood there at that place. But in verse 12, let me keep going. Then seeth two angels in white, she bent down and she looked into the sepulcher. I'm getting ahead of myself. I love talking about Jesus. And as she bent down and she peeked, I could just see her peeking down. She was so curious, but she was so passionately in love with Jesus that she had to know the truth. That she bent down and as she looked and seen two angels. Say two angels. See, this is a very powerful illustration because it was shifting us out of an old covenant into a new covenant. I want you to get this. Come on, you're going to get excited. Help me tonight. That out of this place of this old covenant, say old covenant, out of the old covenant, what it was about, the law has shifted into the grace period, has shifted into grace, hallelujah, that it's all about him. Come on, amen. It's all about him. So this shifting that takes place is a picture of this right here. I don't know about if you know this, but this is the Ark of the Covenant. Come on. This is a symbol. It's symbolic for us to see the symbol. Do you see the two angels? Come on. This is a picture that she looked at and seen because it was symbolism to say there was a shifting going on. And within this ark in the Old Testament, they had three things because it's also called the Ark of the Testimony. Say testimony. See, because God wants you to have a testimony of his greatness. And this was old covenant. So God, his presence, that was movable because on the sides of this, the priest would carry the presence of God. And inside of that was the testimony of God. The testimony was the tablets, the commandments of God, say the word of God. And in that was also the manna. The manna that fell from heaven, it looks like Jesus to me. The bread that fell from heaven that fed them. This heavenly bread that came, hallelujah, to the earth to be taken hold of. This bread speaks of provision. Say provision. So you have the word and you have provision. These are your testimonies. And the third one was this. It was a dead stick. With an almond branch coming forth with an olive leaf and the whole almond coming forth out of a dead branch. I don't know about you, but that speaks of me, of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's your testimony. Come on. That's your testimony. And there was a shifting in the heavenlies that was transpiring upon the earth when it was shifted. Come on, amen. That Old Testament was shifted out of the way and we began to walk in a new reality, a new testimony that we can walk in His Word. Come on. That we can walk in the Word of God, not separate from it, but now that Word's in me. That we can walk with the provision of God. You know, that's my testimony. I can walk in resurrection life because that's my testimony. And in the middle is the angels, the slab that was there. The angels were on both sides. Like this. My belly hanging out, sorry. I got a big God in me. I'm reaching out. But in the middle, say in the middle. Is the mercy seat. I want you to know that this mercy seat was a place where man met with God. It's not now, it's not natural anymore, but it's spiritual. Jesus brought it from the natural into the spiritual that it can enter into you, into us, that we become the ark, the testimony of God in the earth. That we show mercy to those that don't have a word, that don't have provision, and don't know nothing about the overcoming power of a God Almighty. Come on.
Amen.
All right, let me wrap this up. I really am. But it was a prophetic decree of the old has shifted to the new. Whew. The old has shifted to the new. Verse 16. And it says let me read down through here. It says, It says, the woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, because they have taken away the Lord, and I know not where he is laid. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, and she saw Jesus. And he was standing and he knew not that it was Jesus. Say he didn't, she didn't recognize. She didn't recognize him. And it says, and Jesus saith unto her, woman, why do you weep and whom do you seek? And she's supposing him to be the gardener. I don't think that's coincidence because I remember we got in the problem that we're in today. Because of what happened in the garden. Say in the garden. In the garden of Eden. Man disobeyed God. In this garden, one man obeyed. To bring back the garden, hallelujah. The place of intimacy with God. So she didn't know, but she looked and she thought he was the garden. The gardener. And it says, are you okay for a second? Okay, all right, okay. I was going to stop if he said no. Was I good last night? Listen. No. With my timing. If you don't believe in miracles, I was 35 minutes last night. Praise Jesus. All right? You believe in miracles? Dances. I believe in miracles now. This is when she said, and it says, supposing that he was the gardener, he says, tell me where thou hast laid him that I might go to him. And Jesus said in her, Jesus interrupted Mary in the midst of her conversation. Everything is defined. All the confusion, say confusion. I want you to know, I want you to hear this. Come on. There's so many things that cause us confusion. Whatever those things might be, I'm telling you here, this is how to resolve it. This is how to disrupt it in your life is this, that when he spoke to her, it disrupted her confusion. It disrupted her confusion. And when she heard her name, Mary, she heard his voice and she turned around. I want you to know that his voice will turn you around in the midst of confusion. It will turn you around. It will turn you around. When you're not sure who you are, you got to hear the word of the master tell you who you are. When you lost your purpose, when you're not know where you are, or you feel like you're unwanted, you feel like you don't know what you're here for, you need to hear the master's voice say, Mary, I'm here, whatever your name is. Amen? So he says, so this is it. So he says, and everything is defined when I hear the voice of the master. He interrupts my confusion with the voice of resurrection life. The voice of resurrection life. And it says, and Mary Magdalene came and he told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that had spoken these things unto her. She spoke to them again and told them these things. And I want you to know that they were still in confusion because they did not hear his voice. We're not meant to be in confusion anymore. Because God's not the author of confusion. So when you're in the midst of confusion in your life, hear me tonight, I feel the Lord. You need to listen to his voice. Whatever that takes, whatever that looks like, you need to listen to his voice. We need to get desperate for God, especially in this day, in this moment. This moment, because things are getting really loud, I need to hear his voice greater than that. Play something until the praise team. Give me a second, then you get ready, because the praise team's going to come up in a second. That's just my closing music. Is that all right? You give me a second. You all right? The disciples haven't let his voice interrupt them. Say interrupt them. But Jesus is about to change that. So here's what happened. It says, and then in the same day, the evening, before the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, say the doors were shut. I want you to know that you might be shutting your doors. You might have a place where you felt like you've shut your doors. I'm here to tell you, it doesn't interrupt Jesus. It doesn't stop him. It doesn't stop him. Hallelujah. No matter what walls there might be, Jesus will walk through those walls. And the Bible says that he spoke, peace be with you. Say peace. I want you to know that if you want them to have peace, the problem is this. You don't start by walking through the wall. Think about it. They were freaked out. They didn't know what he looked like. They didn't know. They weren't sure of him. And he walks through the wall. They're messed up. They're like, whoa, what is going on here? I mean, who do you know that walks through walls? Who else is there that you know? You know this guy that walked on water. Maybe he's the same one. How much does God got to try to get our attention? I am him. I am the resurrection and the life. I am God Almighty. He says this, and as he went, so listen, so he says this, so he's as he was in the midst of this place, the disciples were assembled with fear, and Jesus said, peace be still. I don't know about you, but sometimes there's things in our lives that keep me from letting peace be released in my life. Sometimes there's confusion. Sometimes there's things around us in our midst that distract us. I want you to know that Jesus, Noah sent out an olive branch that speaks of peace and a dove. And the dove came back because it could not find somewhere to rest. I don't know about you, but in this place right here, fear was interrupting their peace. I want you to know that, yeah, but when God comes, he brings peace. I want you to know he does, but you have to let go of your fear. Because he cannot give you peace unless you let go of your fear. I said he will not give you peace until you let go of your fear. And Jesus showed him his hands and the holes that were in his hands, the markings within his hands. And it says they recognized him. They recognized him Because those were the scars that they put on him, that we put on him. And he recognized them. And so he spoke again, peace. Say peace. Peace be still. And all of a sudden it came upon them. The dove has landed. We can't hold both in our hands. When resurrection life is before us, we need to let go of our fear and take hold of life. Amen. This is, and then again, it says, Jesus said, peace be still with you. And he sent me, even I send you. Say, I send you. The peace that's in me, now I give to you. And he said this. He says, and when he had said this, he breathed. Say, he breathed. Listen, I want you to get this. I'm almost done. But he breathed upon them. He breathed life upon. Do you know what kind of breath he breathed upon him? He breathed resurrection life upon them. Hallelujah. He gave them the breath. The breath that brought him up out of a dark tomb. The breath that rolled away a stone. I want you to know that same breath is within your life. No matter what that is, no matter what that thing, I want you to know that you have resurrection life in you to roll away stones. I don't care what that stone looks like. It could be doubt. It could be fear. It could be brokenness, unforgiveness. It could be sickness. I'm here to tell you, Jesus breathed upon them. And he said, what are you going to do with it now? What will you do with this breath? What will you do with the life that I give you? It's resurrection life. And today is resurrection weekend. I want you to know that Jesus was not intimidated. You all right? He wasn't intimidated. That life waits to come out of you. Hear me real quick. Hey, King of Kings, do that part. Listen, you okay? I want to bring this to a close. I want you to get this. Say the same life, the same spirit that's in you. It's in you. It's got to get out. But we have to let it out. We do. We have to surrender to him that life breaks out of us. We got to surrender. We got to say yes to him. We have to keep our eyes upon the cross. So, guys, I want you to know that, listen, we've watched all through the Bible the story of Jesus. And Jesus didn't just experience resurrection life in the tomb. I'm here to tell you that Jesus, he went after the impossible. He went after that. Wherever he's seen sickness, he walked towards it. Wherever he's seen blindness, he stepped towards it. Whenever he's seen anything that was contrary to the life of God that was within him, because he had resurrection life within him. So when they said Lazarus is dead, that's okay, because I'm the answer. I'm the resurrection life. It didn't fear him. It didn't deter him. He didn't run from it, because the life of God, the Spirit of God, that resurrection power was within his life, that he has placed within you, within our lives. Would you stand to your feet? Say, it's in me. Come on, say, it's in me. It's in me. I cannot be more impressed by my problems than I am with the life in me. I cannot be impressed with the problems, those more than the God that's within me. I can't back down, because I got life in me. Life in me. That I won't be distracted. That I won't be deterred. What will I do with the resurrection power that lives in me? Kelly, come on, let's go. As we get ready to take As we get ready to take this, I want you to know that I started off this by telling you that it's personal. Tell someone it's personal. It's personal. Me knowing that He's my King will not do you any good. Me knowing Him as my Savior will never help you. But you need to know Him as King. You need to be in the place of the thief on the cross. That at that right moment, at that right time, just before Jesus died, he asked Jesus for life. To remember Him. Say, remember. I want you to know that, Jesus, we were not broken. But I want you to know I do not want to die broken. But I want to die set free, loose with resurrection life within me. That when I pass from this earth, it will not separate me from God Almighty. It will not separate me, but I'll step into another realm. Because that life within me is greater than. Because the love of God will bring it forth. It's God's love. So I don't want to leave this place feeling that I'm invincible. The only one that's invincible is named Jesus Christ. So I got to make this personal tonight. I got to make this personal. It's got to be personal to me. Not just once a year, but every single day of my life, it's dependent upon me to seek Him, to reach for Him, because I need that resurrection strength and life within me. So Jesus, this is, and when they had given thanks, He broke the bread. And He said, eat, this is my body which is broken. Say, it's broken for you. And when you do this in remembrance. Say, remembrance. Remembrance of me. Because your brokenness is not broken anymore when you remember me. That brokenness you have is not broken no more. Hear me tonight. But you're set free. Because of His brokenness, now I could be put back together again. So would you receive that? Take hold of His body for your life tonight. Thank you, Jesus. And after the same manner, He took the cup. And when He had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink, and do this in remembrance of me. This is our life. This is the blood of Jesus Christ. That now I have life. New beginning. Receive it. Come on, can you sing this with me? Oh yes, Lord.
You are my King.
Come on, let's just close our eyes.
Hallelujah. You are my King.
Come on, just tell Him tonight, You're my King, Lord.
Jesus, You are my King.
You are my King, Lord.
Jesus, You are my King.
Let's lift it up, yeah.
You.
Confess with my mouth, and I believe in my heart that He is Lord, that He is risen from the dead. I shall be saved.
That my King would die for me.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor You. It's amazing love, amazing love. How can it be that my King would die for me?
Oh, yes, Lord.
Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor You in all I do. I honor You.
Heavenly Father, tonight, Lord, this place, God, that we begin to walk in new beginnings of understanding of who you are. I pray that, God, Lord, each person here, I pray for a hunger to begin to develop from this night on. I pray to God, Lord, that they become increased, God, an increase within their very hearts to receive your word, to receive your testimony, that by the blood, hallelujah, of the Lamb and the word of my testimony, that I shall overcome. Father God, Lord, I thank you for these ones here today. I thank you for them, God. And we glorify your name. And that we'll declare with all of our hearts that we are blessed and highly favored. Come on, God's knocking. Open up and let him in.